Praise the Lord. Oh, you got quiet there on me now. I don't get too quiet. You know, I mean, just, I'm so thankful to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. God is so good. He's so good all the time. I know that. You know, I'm finding out that sometimes, like even in our songs and when we're reading scriptures that we've known a long time, it's too easy to think in your heads, oh, I know that scripture, and then not read it again and renew your mind again to it. I remember one time somebody had a sermon and said, because people were saying, well, said, you know, I know those scriptures. I knew them 10 years ago. Of course, I've not read them for 10 years. And this minister got up and said, but you know, you can't live on what you ate 10 years ago. It's got to be a daily, it's got to be something that's a part of your life, you know. So that's why sometimes you haven't read something for a long time, and sometimes your eyes will try to skim over. Don't skim over it, because there might be something new in that scripture for you. And I say that because I'm going to read a scripture that I think we're all familiar with. I want you to turn to stand up as we read the word, please. When we do that, we're honoring the Lord as we open up our service this morning, because this is His service. I'm going to be reading Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Now, think like you've never heard it before. Listen, I should say, listen like you've never heard it before. There might be something new in there for you this morning. I'm going to be reading it out of the Amplified. This is absolutely, totally a lot of the scripture verses that for the last 3 years that we've stood on. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. For then He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you rest and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots, and the slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and the sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you've made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your house or your tent. For He shall give His angels special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. And because He set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name. He has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness. He trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You know, a lot of people saying, well, yeah, that's Old Testament. You know what? We've got a better covenant than that. We're in grace. And in grace, it's all provided through the blood of Jesus Christ. So this is double mine. Amen? Amen. Amen. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah. Let's praise him this morning. Come on. Oh, boy. Yeah, you gotta remember. When the fight is endless and the day is dark, remember what he's done. When the fire rages and you're torn apart, remember what he's done. Peace in the midst of the war, calm in the center of the storm. I will sing, for my Redeemer has redeemed.
Yeah.
I will celebrate, the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul has loved. I will dance, for my Restorer has restored. When your dream is dying and your hope is gone, remember what he's done. When your joy is fading and you're all alone, remember what he's done. Love in the midst of the pain, shelter instead of the rain. I will sing, for my Redeemer has redeemed. I will celebrate, the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul has loved. I will dance, for my Restorer has restored. I will remember what you've done. I will remember what you've done. I will remember what you've done. I will remember what you've done.
I will sing, for my Redeemer has redeemed.
I will celebrate, the Savior has saved me. The lover of my soul has loved. I will dance, for my Restorer has restored.
I want to tell y'all something this morning. You can just do that a little bit. I saw the word hope, and it says here in the second verse, when your dream is dying and your hope is gone. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And I bet you know what I'm going to share. I got to tell you something. It just, you know, when you're listening to the word and you're listening to people minister and everything, you just need to be reminded thing. Without hope, let me tell you something. Hope is your imagination. Hope is what you see. And if you see death, dying, destruction, you see poverty, you see depression, you see discouragement, that's where your hope is. But hope is your imagination. What are you expecting? Healing, prosperity, deliverance, hallelujah. Come on. So if you think your dream is gone, check out your hope. Start dwelling on the word. Start thinking about what he's done, what he's promised you, and get that hope, get that imagination. You know, lots of times I'll say during praise and worship, you got to use your imagination. You got to see what you're singing, and that way you've got your spirit, soul, and body involved in worshiping him. Amen. Let's start with that second verse again. Are you ready? Come on.
When your dream is dying and your hope is gone, remember what he's done. When your joy is fading and you're all alone, remember what he's done. Love in the midst of the pain, shelter instead of the rain. I will sing, for my Redeemer has redeemed.
Oh yeah, come on.
I
celebrate the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul has loved. I will dance for my restorer has restored.
Come on now.
I will remember what you've done. 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 I will sing for my Redeemer has redeemed. I will celebrate the Savior has saved me. I will love the lover of my soul has loved.
Come on.
I will dance for my restorer has restored.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Come on. Hallelujah. I just sense that hope building back up there again. Come on. Hallelujah. God didn't give you a mind and an imagination to be filled with the thoughts of the devil. Now, come on, church. Hallelujah. Only a God like you, Lord, we worship you. Amen.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
Yeah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away, nor shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion, going to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Rewarder, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdom of this world, I'll never give my heart away, nor shout my praise. My allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotions, going to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise and all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. To only a God like you do I give my praise. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
Yeah.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
Come on, to only.
To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, to only a God like you do I give my praise. Do I give my praise.
Can I hear somebody praise him this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My Maker. Glory to God. My Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder. Hallelujah. I think that covers just about everything. Father God, let's just thank him. Come on, church. Start to thank him this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 You know, he's the light that's at the end of your dark tunnel you may be walking through this morning. You know it. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near.
And I will fear no evil.
Come on.
For my God is with me. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, he never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, he never let go every high and every low. Oh no, he never let go, Lord, you never let go of me.
Coming for the heart that holds on, a glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil.
Come on.
For my God is with. If my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go.
Yes, I can see a light that is coming
for the heart that holds on. There will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Come on, church. Psalm 91.
Even though I walk through the valley
of the shadow of death. Your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yeah,
now that you've got your hope back in, come out. Look for that light.
And I can see a light
that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord.
We're singing,
oh no, you never let go
through the calm and through the storms.
Oh no, you never let go
every high and every low.
Oh no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me, yeah.
We're singing,
oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You never let go of me, Lord. You never let go of me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship and we praise you this morning, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. You never let go. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for restored hope in Jesus' name. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He
calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near. When this darkness breaks to light and the shadow disappears, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the longing heart, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy is the Lamb. And I hear the cry of every longing heart, worthy is the Lamb.
You know, for so long as Christians, we could see ourselves going up in the rapture. We could see ourselves rising, but we need to see ourselves every day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, accepting all the grace that he has bestowed upon us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Jesus Messiah, name above all names. Amen.
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing,
Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
His body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing.
Messiah, how we praise you, Father. How we worship and we praise you. We magnify you, Jesus. Jesus, Messiah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship and we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. In the beginning of our days, it was an awesome time to worship and to sing in the Spirit before the Lord. And you may say, what are you talking about, Pastor Laverne? I'm talking about what Paul talked about when he said, I speak with my spirit and I speak with my language. And he said, and then I sing in my spirit and I sing with my English. And Father God, we just worship you and praise you. And we hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you. We praise you.
We magnify you, Jesus. Holy, holy is the Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ekota shatere kireo shurwea. Ekoro namashe. Eroroku. Yeshururukuya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Do you need that tonight, today, church?
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Mold me, melt me.
A touch this morning. You say, well, Pastor Laverne, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost 5 years ago. Well, you know, we need to keep being refilled and refilled. In Acts, they got together a second time because they were under so much persecution and so many storms out there. And again, the Bible says, as they all prayed, the place shook again. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Refilled. I didn't lose what I got the first time, but I just need to get it renewed and get that flame going just a little bit hotter. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
You may be seated, or you may come to these altars and you may worship. We're going to close this morning even with the song. It's so suitable for this. It says, even now, as the praises go forth, what are we going to do? We're going to worship you. We're going to praise you.
Even now, he's waiting for.
the praises go forth, the heavens will pour out on us, and His glory will fill this place even now. Even now, He's waiting for us to fall on our faces and worship. Even now, He's ready for us to offer the sweet sacrifice. Even now, as the praises go forth, the heavens will pour.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when you get in God's presence, He will speak to you. I really enjoyed praise and worship this morning. And while I was praising the Lord and singing and worshiping, I got 3 sermons. You want me to preach them all now? Or do you want me to scatter them out a while? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're getting ready to pray over the prayer list. And before I even read these names, is there somebody that would like to add a name to the prayer list? And you say, well, maybe, I don't know, it may already be on there. It's probably not. If you didn't put it on there, maybe nobody else would have thought of it, Gail.
right.
Amen. Yes. Is he home now? Did he get home?
What's his name? Ray.
Petrie. Ray. Ray. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I just heard that there was some young man, football player from Campbellsville that died. He wasn't very old. He played 13. He played with Chanson, didn't he? 13 or 14. He played with Chanson. Played football at Campbellsville. Did they know what happened? Oh. Oh, of course, he wasn't playing ball when it happened. Whew, pray for that family. I see a hand back there, Gay. Okay, that's she had wants to thank everybody for praying for her granddaughter. Yes, Cheryl. Wow! Praise the Lord. Amen. Prayer. Amen. So we praise God for the job
that, amen,
that Cheryl's sister received. Did I see another? Yes, Jeff. Right.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Oh, in case some of you may not know, and I don't mean to put anybody on the spot or embarrass them, but this is Jeff and Libby Wright.
Right. Right. Now, not left, but right. Of course, and it's been that way for a few weeks, but, you know, we just had an opportunity. You had to work or something, so we just thought we'd announce it while you were here together. Okay. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't want to put her on the spot by herself. Yeah. Amen. Yes.
I have a little something I want to say before I read all these names. Before the service this morning, after the praise and worship had warmed up and we're getting ready to start the service, and Brother Glenn and I were standing back there in the back of the sanctuary, and he said, "I've got something for Ricardo." And he said, "But I don't see him." So maybe he's stepped out to get a drink of water or something or other. But I've got this that I'm going to give it to him. And we didn't see him. We didn't see Ricardo for several seconds. And then I said to Glenn, "There he is." He was standing up front, clear as could be, with one exception. We couldn't see him because he was standing behind the cross. And think about that for just a minute. I thought, wow, wait a minute, that'll preach. When we really have the right relationship with Jesus Christ, people start looking for us. We're hid. All they see is the cross. Hallelujah. Here are our names on our prayer list. Is that...
You want me to read them?
Yeah, you read them.
Is that Donnie Bennett for back surgery? K.J. Richardson? Family, that's the young boy.
Little K.J. went on to be with the Lord.
Kathy Wilson, Janice Ramage, Edwin Jackson for healing, Jan Hadley for wisdom, Dimple Bug for healing of her lungs, Elbert Burton for continued healing, Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation, Jake Hadley for wisdom. Dr. Vinge's family, yes, and his doctor that used to be here in Adair County, that their plane crashed, is that right? Is that the family we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And
Barbara used to work with him a lot. Barbara, over there. Not back there. Over there.
Yes. Okay. All right. He was here for several years. Nancy.
Vilek
and family. Annetta. Jim Hadley for wisdom. Edith Harmon for healing. Jennifer Grimes for favor to get her children and protect them. And Ray Petrie for healing, and Buddy Wald, healing of his allergies, and Bonnie for a job, and Ricardo physically, and Jeff for God's will and guidance for his family, Linda Seaton for healing for her eye, and for Kelly for strength and wisdom in her family situation. And
hallelujah. And we're going to put our hand on this, Laverne, and I want you to stretch your hand toward us. And if you particularly remember one name or two, put them in your hand. And let God see our faith. Heavenly Father, we come before you now. We come before you on the strength of your word that says to come boldly into the throne of grace that we may find help in time of need. Now, Lord, these names all represent needs. Every one of them coming up before you is precious in your sight. We've asked nothing, Lord God, on this list that's outside your will and purpose to save, to heal, to deliver, to provide. Even as we've sung this morning, Lord God, all of the different things you are. Our Father, our Savior, our Healer, our Builder, Rewarder. All of those things. And these people fit into those categories. And Lord, I pray that there will be a visitation to each one of them and to those around them that will lift their faith to look to you and to trust in you, and to believe that something is going to happen to bring your will to pass and your kingdom to come in their lives. I pray this morning, Lord God, that as we have worshiped you, it set the stage in our hearts and our minds to hear what you have to say to us. To understand your word, to really know, Lord God, that it's through your word that we find all of those things that you've promised us, all those things that you gave us so richly and so freely. I pray, Lord God, that your spirit will touch each one here this morning. I bless each one of the classes that are meeting, that those young people, Lord God, would be touched by your presence this morning. Give the strength and wisdom to all the teachers. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that's coming forth today. We believe, Lord God, we are going to hear your Spirit speak to each of us. Lord, I pray today for the children of God throughout the world. Many of them, Lord, in danger of their lives. And I thank you, Lord God, that they have chosen to serve you in spite of that. They've chosen to accept you in spite of the persecution and danger. I pray, Lord, that their faith won't fail them. I thank you, Lord God, for being with our leaders, the ones that are in places of authority in our government. I thank you, Father, for guiding and directing them. Lord, may we, as citizens of this nation, uphold the principles that this nation was founded upon. But even more than that, Lord God, that we never compromise the principles of the kingdom of God in order to be in harmony with the kingdoms of this world. That we, Lord God, are yours and yours alone. And in that we stand. And we thank you that because of that, your grace is sufficient to meet all of our needs. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.